Hey everyone, welcome back to the CTYA podcast. We are so glad that you joined us here today. Sit back, relax, get out your favorite pencil, your favorite notebook. May you be blessed in the Lord.
Amen. It feels good in this place tonight. Amen. It feels good in this place tonight. Sister Atwood, that is one of my favorite songs. Believe it or not, that is one of my favorite songs. Does anybody else know that song in here? A couple? Yeah? Okay, good. Good. That means I'm not old. All right. Even though they call me Papa Hussy. Well, it's good to see everybody here. If you want to, you can turn in Matthew 7, chapter 7. We're going to go 16 through 19. I want to talk about watch what you serve others. Watch what you serve others. So in order to do that, though, we have to talk about a little bit about a Christian character. So we're going to kind of dive into that real quick, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. So Matthew 7, 16 through 19, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. I wonder if you could set your Bibles down or clean up, whatever you want to do with them. But let's go to the Lord right now in prayer and just ask Him to talk to us, to talk to our minds and our hearts tonight. Can we do that? Lord, in Jesus' name, help us, God, right now. Help us, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Give us strength tonight, Lord. Touch our minds and our hearts, Lord, in your wonderful name. Talk to us tonight through your word in Jesus' name. In your wonderful name, God, we thank you, Lord, for your word and what you're going to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Thank you for worshiping tonight. So let's talk a little bit about Christian character. What does a good Christian character have? That's the first question. So how about a conversation or speech? Let's think about that. Do we want to corrupt people with our conversation or speech? We don't want to be corrupt. We don't want to have a corrupt conversation, right? We don't want to tear down others. We don't want to do that. We want our conversation to be helpful, a healthy conversation. What about our behavior, our attitude? I can think, just me personally, I can think of a couple of things like... For instance, whenever I don't have my coffee in the morning and I go to work. And I think some people can relate to that. But if I haven't had enough of it, and I usually drink coffee, and my wife can testify to this, I drink coffee pretty much all day to keep me going. But if I haven't had it in the morning, guys, like I walk in to the shop with my head down. They say, good morning. I'm like, good morning. Good morning. Until I go and get my coffee. And then I'm all in after that. I'm having fun with the guys during work. But our attitude, guys, we have to watch our attitude. Because if it's not a good attitude, it's contagious. People are aware of it. They can feel it. And they don't want to be around you. So what about conduct, good conduct or humility, Christian character, right? Godly living brings forth a godly servant. So in Colossians 3 and 9, we're going to go to Colossians here. Verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Ephesians 4:22 through 24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man. So what are we talking about here? It's talking about after we receive the Holy Ghost and are baptized in Jesus' name, we put on that new man, right? So basically, fruit from two separate trees, or the same tree before and after Jesus, right? So I was thinking about this actually when I was studying this, and I was thinking, you know, it's one thing whenever, let's say somebody about 20 years old, 21 years old or however, but more of like in a young adult age, they can kind of relate to that because they saw their life before Christ, right? They saw the fruit that they bared before they put on that new man. And then they can see the fruit that they have now growing in Christ, right? Having that Christian character. But what about the people that have grown up in this? So for me, I didn't get the Holy Ghost until I was 6 years old. I was 6 years old when I got the Holy Ghost. So I grew up in this. I was born into this. So for me, the challenge wasn't coming out of a world with all that stuff in it and then seeing the good fruit. For me, the challenge was maintaining it. It was maintaining it for me. And yeah, it can be a challenge. It's just a different challenge. It's a different beast altogether. But after we have put on that new man, it is our job to maintain it either way, whatever background we have. So let's talk about what's not a good Christian character or things that will keep you from being a good Christian. Galatians 5, 16 and 23. Let's all turn there, actually. Galatians 5, 16 and 23, or through 23. So, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. I believe I pronounced that right. Can anybody help me out? Thank you. I was having a problem with that word. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of thee which I tell you, The which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I wrote a side note here that I felt like I just kind of wanted to share with you. Don't give in to the temptations of trying things out just because you turned 21. Don't give in to that temptation. Why? Because once you start down that path, guys, it's hard to turn back. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. It's not worth it. I wish I could go back and tell people that I knew not to fall into that temptation. But I'm telling you now, don't fall into the temptation. Just because you're over 21 and you want to go out and try these things or go to some of these places or go hang out with some of these people. Because now you have this freedom. All right, anyway, so the things that we don't want, uncleanness. So what is that? Anything opposite of purity. Anything opposite of purity. All right, what's that word again? Thank you. So everything that fosters lust or sexual sins. Idolatry. What is idolatry? Anything on which affections are passionately set. We talked about this a little bit before, but idolatry, anything that's above God. And think about that. Like, I believe we're all guilty of that, actually. I know I am. I have put things before God. And believe it or not, it is idolatry. You're giving your time more into that than you're giving your time into spending time with Jesus. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Sorcery. Drugs. Witchcraft. I think witchcraft can come in as many forms, such like drugs or drunkenness, a place where you kind of you lose yourself or you lose control of yourself, and it opens you up to those things. That's a dangerous place to be, guys, opening yourself up to things of the spiritual world that aren't of God, and you're letting them come into your life and settle there when you're doing these things. It is a form of witchcraft. So we got to be careful. What are the things? Variance that we talked about. Emulation. What about seditions? Which means division. Division. We don't want to divide anybody. We don't want to have division among us. Right? Heresy. What is heresy? A party of disunion. We want to be unified. Those two kind of go together. Division and disunion. Right? We don't want to cause those things. So what are we really talking about? What are we really talking about? We're really talking about of what we serve. Okay, just keep that in your mind when we're going through these things. We don't want to serve these things. We don't want to bring these things to the table. So, division, disunion, and revelings. But the things that we do want, how about purity of heart? Purity of heart. Everybody turn to James 3, 11 through 18. Actually, we're going to start at 13. You're getting in your reading, guys. So James 3:13 through 18. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envyings and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly and sensual and devilish. From where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. God is not the author of confusion. God's not the author of confusion. He doesn't do evil work. He doesn't give you the spirit of fear. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is the first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. In verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Peace of them that make peace. Galatians 6 and 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for the due season we shall reap if we faint not. So, John 15 and 8 also says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. What did the disciples do? Let's stop there for a second. What did the disciples do? Yes, they followed after Jesus. They also served. They served. And yeah, they weren't perfect. The disciples, we read it. We read it in the Bible, guys. They weren't perfect. They had their problems too. But they strived to be the best they could. They wanted to be. They wanted to be the best that they could. Why? Because they had Jesus, the prime example of being a servant. So, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about divine love. Joy, Isaiah 51 and 11. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. So, again, fruit of the Spirit. How about peace? We just talked about that peace. Isaiah 9 and 6. Because we belong to the Prince of what? Peace. The Prince of Peace. Sister, well, you sung about it tonight. Thank you for singing those songs. But the Prince of Peace, we belong to Him. And guys, I don't know about you, but there is times in my life where I need the peace of God to come in and settle in. We need His peace. How about long suffering? That's a hard one. Long suffering. What is it? Endures without complaints and meekness. Basically showing patience in spite of your troubles. Showing patience in spite of your troubles. Long suffering. Let's keep on going here. How about gentleness, kindness, polite, friendly, courteous, one easy to approach and talk to. One easy to approach and talk to. Gentleness. How about goodness? Doing good to fellow man. Words of encouragement and uplifting. Words of encouragement, uplifting. And what did we talk about a little bit just a few minutes ago is conversation. Uplifting in your conversation. How about meekness, humility? Opposite of anger. How about temperance? Self-control. Self-control. Temperance. I don't know if I should tell this story, but it is so funny. Sweetheart. Okay, I'm going to tell it. It's funny. He would laugh anyway. My dad, Lord bless him. My dad. So there was one day we were working on the house a little bit, and we had a back porch. And so what I would do, he wanted to go up, take the blower. That didn't work very well to begin with. So he wanted to go up on the roof, take the blower, and blow all the leaves off, get the sticks off and everything on top of the roof, right? Okay. Well, like I said, the blower didn't really work that well at all. So what happened was he went up there, and I was standing, you know, down on the ground just holding the ladder, and he got up there, and I was just waiting on him. And so you would hear the blowing. You would hear the blower going, right? Do you remember this at all? Let me tell you. Okay, you haven't heard this story. All right. So I heard the blower going. You know, it wasn't electric, it was gas, so you could really hear it well. So he would be blowing, you would see the leaves coming off, and then it would stop. And then you would hear him crank it up, and crank it up, and crank it up. And then it would start, and it would go on and blowing again, and then it would stop. And then he would crank it up again, and it would go on, and then it would stop. And it repeated like this a little bit. So I got to give it to him, he had a little bit of patience. But when it stopped, like, the 10th time, all you see is a blower going into the yard. And then he gets down. It's not over yet. He gets down, and he gets the blower, and he starts throwing it around because he's all mad. It was the funniest thing, guys. If you knew my dad, oh, my goodness. But anyway, self-control. Oh, man. That's funny. All right, going on. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit. How about faith? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. All things come by faith. Faith comes by hearing the word. So how do I get this fruit? How do I bear this fruit? From the Spirit, from God's Spirit. So let's go to John 15, 4 through 5. We must stay attached to the vine. So John 15, 4 through 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye abide in me. I am the vine and ye are the branches. Everybody know that verse? I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. We have to stay attached to the vine. We have to stay attached to the vine. The real source of our spiritual life and fruitfulness is by abiding in Jesus. Is by abiding in Jesus. Everybody to say amen. Amen. So, and I knew it wasn't going to take long tonight, but here closing up a little bit, let's talk about a fruit inspection guideline. Okay? And remember, we're wanting to bring good things to the table, right? We don't want to bring forth anything bad. Just think of it this way, guys. If you were serving a table full of people at your house, okay? Of course, you're not going to want to bring anything bad to it. You want to serve them with good fruit. So, I have 6 questions for you. If you're a note taker, take these down. So, the first question is this. Is it good for me? Is what you're serving good for you? 1 Corinthians 6 and 12 says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Basically, I can do anything I want to. I can do anything I want to. You have that decision. But not all those decisions are good. All things are lawful unto me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. I want to be brought under the power of God, though. I want to stay in His hands. So, that's the first question. Is it good for me? Second question. Is it glorifying to God? Is it glorifying to God? 1 Corinthians 10:31. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Third, is it profitable for me? Is it upbuilding? Are you building people up? Or are you tearing them down? I do mention that a lot. I know that. I know I mentioned that a lot here about building people up or tearing them down. But guys, that's, even in the church, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. This, our tongue, is the strongest weapon we have. It is the strongest weapon we have. They taught us this in the sheriff's department. My major told me the strongest thing that you can do in any type of situation is to use this. Not this, not anything on your utility belt, is to use this to talk down that situation. Even people that aren't in the church realize that. It's a powerful tool. And we want God to control this. We have to have self-control, guys, of what we say. Right? So, that was the third. Is it profitable? Is it a stumbling block to others? Remember, we're talking about what we serve others. Is it a stumbling block to others? So we want to be careful not to let our freedom of action, guys, our freedom of action, to make others fall into sin. Whether you know it or not, I'm sure everybody here has one. Somebody looking up to you, and they're watching you. They're watching your actions. We're about to do a transition with the seniors. A lot of them are going to come up here. And they're going to be watching you. They're going to be looking to you. Whether they know it or not, they're going to be looking to you. And they're going to be watching the actions that you do. So we have to be careful. And I'm preaching to myself too here. But we have to be careful of the actions that we do and what we say. Because we don't want it to be a stumbling block. Next question. Is it a weight? is it a weight? Hebrews 12 and 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let's run with the patience, the race that is set before us. Last question. Last question. If you weren't taking notes or anything like that, remember this one. Is it what Jesus would do? That's the best question on here. Is it what Jesus would do? Is it what Jesus would do? So talking about being a servant, and like I said, Jesus was the prime example. 1 John 2 and 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Right? A good servant has to make wise and hard decisions. We do. We have to make wise and hard decisions. A bad servant doesn't have to care. And this goes way out of church as well. Like I'm talking about, it seeps over into your work life. It seeps over into your college life, into the friends that you have. I was, matter of fact, today, I was in the shop today, and I'm so glad he asked this question. He asked me, his name is Mike. He is probably the oldest repair technician there. And he asked me, hey, do you guys have anything for, like a program for the singles? I said, yeah, we do. And you know, he was talking about the church. Does your church have anything for the singles? I said, yeah, we have middle singles and older singles, yeah. He said, oh, okay. And he started asking all these questions about church and where it was, and I was even getting my phone out and helping him to see where it was. But guys, I'm going to tell you right now, the only way he noticed anything was because, thank God, that I'm living for him. If I was doing everything else those guys do in that place, if I was trying to be more like them instead of like Christ, he wouldn't have noticed that. There's no way he would have noticed that. So I thank God that first of all, I was born into this and that I put on the new man a long time ago, and I've had the chance to continue on building and building and building to this point and continuing from this point. I thank God for those opportunities and the people that I've had in my life that talked to me, that taught me. Right? Let's all stand. And if someone wants to come to the piano, there she is. I challenge you guys tonight. I know I read a lot of scripture, but I want us to have and to realize the things that we have as a source. We have these scriptures as a source, guys, to go to. You know, Sister Matthews, I love the way that Sister Matthews put it, that sometimes what she does is she'll take her word into her prayer room and she'll pray the word. These are good. Everything in this book is good. It's good. But these are good scriptures to pray. God, help me to have peace. Help me to have kindness. Help me to have a good attitude when I go to work or when I go to college. Help me to have the fruit, your fruit, in my life. None of us are perfect, guys. None of us are perfect. That's why I knew that this right here was for everybody. For everybody, me, everybody can work on this. So let's pray right now. If you don't mind, let's just pray to Him and ask Him to help us with this, to help us bear the fruit of His Spirit. Lord Jesus, help us, God. Help us, Jesus. Lord, I need Your help, God. I need Your help, Lord, to bear Your fruit, Lord. I don't want to go backward, Jesus. I don't want to go backward to where I was.